Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, July 27th, 2020. More than a month after the launch of the Corona Warn app, several technical problems with its use have become known. According to research by Tagesschau, contact verification on many iPhones is problematic. The web portal of the ARD reported on Friday evening that some users had not been informed for weeks about whether they had contact with infected persons or not. Before the Tagesschau story, the Bild newspaper also had reported similar problems with millions of Android devices. According to Bild, the app had worked poorly or not at all on many Android smartphones for weeks. Users had been warned too late or not at all because the app did not always update automatically in the so-called background app refresh, which we'll get to later. SAP, which developed the app together with Deutsche Telekom, admitted the error, according to Tagesschau. According to SAP software architect Thomas Klingbeil, quote, "There are problems, and I very much hope that they will either be solved very, very quickly, or that we will find an effective workaround in order to get the functionality up and running anyway." Similar to Android devices, the background refresh for iPhones is not working correctly. The operating system is supposed to run the background refresh so that the Corona Warning app should continue to run and update data even when it's not open. If there was an encounter with a person who then tested positive for the coronavirus, the mobile phone is supposed to actively alert the owner to the increased risk with a notification. After the problems on Android devices became known, the communication of the Ministry of Health came under criticism on Friday. FDP Deputy Parliamentary Group Leader Frank Sitte accused the ministry of, quote, gross negligence, and the SPD's spokesman for digital policy, Jens Zimmermann, called for a quick clarification by Health Minister Jens Spahn. The Ministry of Health assured that the app worked, quote, at all times. A spokesperson for SAP, the company that was involved in the development of the app, also said, quote, "There is no malfunction in the app." However, according to the ministry, certain Android devices have prevented apps from running when closed, adding, quote, "This applies not only to the Corona Alert app, but to all apps on these smartphones." The ministry insisted that the warning app exchanges anonymous codes with other smartphones even without the background refresh. In the latest version, the refresh problem is solved, and some users have to activate it themselves. Unlike with the Android devices, the problem is apparently not yet solved with iPhones. The app has been downloaded 16.2 million times. Per information from the BVG, most passengers on Berlin's buses and underground trains are wearing masks. BVG spokeswoman Petra Nelken stated, quote, "The obligation to cover one's mouth and nose has been accepted by most people. They have understood that with the mask, others can be helped." Fines imposed by the Senate and the BVG inspections also had an effect. In morning and evening rush hour traffic, almost 100% of passengers wear a mask, and throughout the day, 90%. A fine of between 50 and 500 euros can be imposed for violations of the mask obligation, and since July 7th, BVG employees themselves have been able to impose fines. In long-distance transport, on the other hand, Deutsche Bahn, to which Berlin's S-Bahn also belongs, does not want to impose fines themselves. Deutsche Bahn boss Richard Lutz stated in an interview, quote, "The company is counting on insight and communication between our train attendants and those passengers who do not wear a mask. Conviction and appeal to responsibility are prioritized higher than punishment." On long-distance services, the federal police can remove unreasonable passengers from the train should they refuse to wear masks as required. According to Lutz, this has rarely happened. The Hauptstadt is one of the most sought-after destinations for highly qualified people who come to Germany via the European Union's Blue Card. Last year, 4,585 out of 31,220 non-EU foreigners took advantage of this opportunity, as announced by the Federal Office for Migration and Refugees in Nuremberg on Friday. This puts Berlin in fourth place among the federal states, behind Baden-Württemberg, Bavaria, and North Rhine-Westphalia. The Blue Card of the European Union was introduced in Germany in 2012. It initially grants temporary residence and employment rights for highly qualified persons. The prerequisites are a university degree, a job guarantee in Germany, and a certain minimum income. According to Andrea Schumacher, vice president of the federal office, the number of EU Blue Card grants has been rising steadily since its introduction 8 years ago. She added that Germany was clearly ahead in popularity among EU countries. A car drove into a group of people at Hardenbergplatz in Charlottenburg yesterday morning, and the driver was arrested. According to the police, shortly after the incident, there were no indications of any political or religious motivation. At least 7 people were injured and 3 of them seriously, and 1 person was trapped under the accident vehicle, a black SUV, and had to be resuscitated. Among the injured is the driver of the car. Bundesliga club 1. FC Union Berlin has signed the Japanese national player Keita Endo. The club made the announcement on Saturday. According to the club, the 22-year-old left winger of Japan's champion Yokohama Marinos will be on loan until next summer, and a purchase option was also agreed upon. Oliver Runert, managing director of professional football, calls Endo a very interesting player with great abilities who can help the team with his speed and technique. The 1.75-meter Endo made his debut with the senior national team of Japan in December of 2019, for whom he has now played 2 matches. Endo himself said about the change, quote, "I am very proud to make the step into the Bundesliga and to be able to show my skills in one of the best leagues in the world." And lastly, thank you to Andre for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.